Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Jake Lyman in for Chase McCabe today. Big Joe Dubin, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier with you. It's high school football season. Officially got underway last night and a full slate of games tonight. And we are thrilled to be joined now on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by Mount Juliet High School's head football coach, Trey Perry. Coach Perry, thanks for taking some time with us this morning. What's the excitement level to finally get going tonight?
Well, it depends on who you ask. If you ask the head coach, it's more relief than it is excitement because with 131 players on our roster, getting those guys into eligibility the correct way, making sure all the forms are filled out and pregame meals ready to go and transportation's on point, just to getting all of those boxes checked off, I would call it more relief than excitement. But we do that so that they can be excited, and I'm sure they are.
Well, Coach, do you like – I know you can't control this. Do you like starting on the road or do you like starting at home?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, there's probably pros and cons to both. I like starting on the road if we can have a road scrimmage. And we got to do that this year with Hendersonville in our first week. So you get a chance to practice it. Creatures of habit, obviously. And so, obviously, starting at home is always big, too. But there's something about going on the road that kind of you concentrate on the things that are right in front of you, and then the kickoff sort of takes care of itself at that point, and you're not so focused on, you know, things that might be distractions at home.
I always love this, Coach. It takes forever for the high school football or for football season to get here, and then it flies by. I had a great coach tell me one time, all you're guaranteed – is 10 games. Anything after that is up to you. And I always loved that, Coach. And it still resonates today as it did 30, 40 years ago, right?
It does. And, I mean, you know, you can even speed that process up a little bit. I'm a glass half full person, but, you know, injuries are out there and they exist. And to the high school athlete, it may not even be 10 games. You know, it's what you are guaranteed is the snap that's right in front of you. And obviously, they're 48-minute games for a reason. There's a lot of cliches that go along with that. But I think football continues to advance. I think high school football continues to speed up as far as tempo goes and the amount of reps that you get in a game. But the one thing that's constant, like you were talking about a second ago, is it's not guaranteed. So, you know, you got to enjoy it when you got it right in front of you.
Talking with Mount Juliet head football coach Trey Perry. Coach, coming off a 9-3 season from last year, what's the outlook for this year? A lot of success a year ago, and how do you think you can build off that?
We're excited. You know, we're still a zone school that we get what we get, but this senior class has played together for a long time. They've stuck together and won a lot of football, and I mean that because they've contributed, you know, to several of our last teams, back-to-back regional championships that we've had success. These guys have had integral parts of it. So as a coach, you know, there's a level of comfort going into a season when you've got so many returning starters because they've been there and done that. Now, the team on the other side could really care less about that when the ball's kicked off. So
right.
We still got to go out and prove that. But I'm excited about this group. I think the best thing I could say about them is the senior class and specifically is that they've not just led with what we're doing in practice and on the field, but they've done it with the details and what they've done off the field. And I think that matters. And, one thing we've looked at is this preseason we have not turned the ball over, and we have turned the ball over for the opponent. And I talk about it all the time. I think, you know, it can be contributed to little things just like the way you leave your locker every day or being a selfless person to somebody in the school building, picking up somebody's trash after lunch. I think those things, you know, carry over to what you do on Friday night. So far, so good for the Bears.
Taking on Cane Ridge tonight, played them in the opener last year, and what was a hard-fought win for you guys. What's been the message to your team this week as you prepare for what's going to be another close game?
They call special teams special for a reason. I feel like when you get to our level of football, it's usually the one place that you can make a lot of difference if you've focused on that, which I feel like we have during this off season. So I want to see us go out and dominate that phase, because obviously it sets up your offense and defense for your drives. They could be short field drives, long field drives, and we know the percentages on that stuff. But, you know, and you say all that stuff and all the data, but at the end of the day, they're still 16, 17, 18-year-old kids, and we've worked our butts off for 9 months, so go out and have fun.
Oh, absolutely. Talking about Joliet head football coach Trey Perry. Coach, what year is this for you as a coach, and what year is this for you as a head coach?
It feels like 100. It's my 22nd year in coaching and my 12th year here at Mount Juliet as a head coach.
Holy cow. Holy, what was the game? I know you're focused on Cambridge. What was the game 2 years ago that we had you on our show? You won 50-45, and you won the last second. What game was that?
That was White County.
Yes.
And they had that unbelievable back and great football team that year, and it was a track meet. I think I ate about 10 years. That's part of my 100 years right there that night.
Well, that leads into the question of being like, you know, every Friday night is special and unique and wonderful, but I don't know how you guys do it. I mean, I just don't know how. I'm looking at your schedule. I mean, you got Gallatin, you got Cookeville, you got Wilson Central, you got Lebanon, you got Green Hill, you got all these rivalries. But I, like you said earlier, you're the half glass looking at everything. How wonderful is this that you get to do this every Friday night with wonderful kids and everything? It's truly a grateful moment that you get to do all this, I would think.
I was blessed enough to be able to play 100 years ago, be able to play 5 years of college football. And obviously it has its pageantry, and it was a great experience for me. It taught me a lot about, you know, I guess – what I do in my philosophy and coaching now, but it never compared to Friday night. Never. You know, but quick shout out here, shameless plug. Congratulations to the Portland Panthers last night on beating White House. That's where I grew up and played my high school football. And, you know, places like that, places like we feel like we've got right now, they're just, they're special. And, you know, you spend 9 or 10 months trying to make sure these kids understand how special these moments are. And so when you get there, you want them just to enjoy it. And like I said earlier, have fun.
Can you still hear that damn train in Portland in your dreams?
Oh, it is embedded.
That's fantastic. Oh, wonderful.
I don't need an alarm clock.
Right. You'll do that. Oh, that's great, Coach. Coach, thank you. I know you're busy. Thank you for this. You know, I think the world of you. Congratulations on all your success at Mount Juliet, and have a great year, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Right back at you.
Head coach Trey Perry of Mount Juliet, excited for that one tonight against Cambridge. 31-28 last year in Mount Juliet, so expecting a good one over there. And
oh, yeah.
Again, with what Coach Perry said about that senior class and the returners they got, hoping for a big year for them.
You talk about environments. So so Portland plays at the middle school, and literally behind the visitors' sidelines, there's a train track. Train comes through. It seems like 1,000 times during the game, but it will come through once or twice, and it's so loud. And it's fantastic.
That's awesome.
It's a fantastic environment for high school football. I love going up there. That's a huge rivalry between Portland and White House. But to see that and feel that, you know, it's palpable. I mean, you could touch it. You can feel it, man. And it's wonderful. And that's what we'll have tonight across Middle Tennessee.
That's what's awesome. Some of those unique things that just make high school football, high school football.
Yeah.
You know, you don't go to an NFL stadium and hear a train rolling through.
No.
But that's what you get on Friday nights.
That's what, like Dr. Crane with the Father Ryan, you're way younger than I am, but we would play Father Ryan at Vanderbilt. That's where Father Ryan played their games. And it was on the turf. I mean, there's, you know, 5,000 people there. It didn't seem like a lot, but
then following was Greer Stadium and right field.
Greer Stadium was awful.
Yeah, it was rough. I did love the tailgates, though. They were great.
And now you got your own stadium over there and everything. But
they play over Johnny O tonight, actually, at Johnny O. Neighborhood rivalry right there.
Overton's quarterback broke his ankle. He's out for the year.
Oh.
He's supposed to be pretty good, too.
Oh.
Wow.
So, I hate, that's like Coach Perry's talking about. I mean, you're guaranteed. Yeah, I mean, you guaranteed the 10 games, obviously, as a schedule as a whole, but you only guaranteed that snap.
Yep, That is true. You never know what's going to happen next.
Good times.
Big thanks to Mount Juliet head football coach Trey Perry for joining us, and good luck to them on their game against Cane Ridge tonight. Again, high school football getting underway this weekend. An exciting time here in Middle Tennessee. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue to get to your answers to our question of the day, which is, what is the stadium or arena that took your breath away the first time you walked into it? We'll also talk some college football as Week 0 gets underway tomorrow. We are about 24 hours away from actual college football. It's going to be great. Jake Lyman in for Chase McCabe today. Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.